give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Monday to you. How was church yesterday? My, we had a marvelous Lord's Day here at Bible Baptist Church. Though we're missing our song director and Bob Reed and his family out for a little family vacation and a little getaway that's well deserved for them. We held the fort and had just a wonderful Lord's Day, and great spirit decisions made for the Lord, and God met with us. It was just a delightful day with the people of God, and I hope it was that way where you were, and that you were in your place, and that you were a blessing to your church and your pastor, and that God spoke to your heart, and you got what you needed. As we head in now to the home stretch, next Sunday, this coming Sunday, will be Christmas Day. And we certainly will gather at the Lord's house. We'll gather here at 10:30 in the morning and again at 5 o'clock in the evening. And we'll make sure that we come to the Lord's house for the Lord's birthday. And we'll have a great, great time together praising the Lord for so loving the world that He'd give His only begotten Son. And Jesus came. He was born. He was born to what? Born to die. Born to be the sacrifice for our sins. When He appeared on the shores of Galilee and John the Baptist announced Him, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." I love Christmas. Well, I want to talk about that today a little bit. We talked Friday about the shepherds, and let's talk about a couple other folks surrounding the birth of Jesus. One of them is found in Matthew 1 and verse 18. The Bible says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." And I want to talk a little bit about a wise man, that's Joseph, and then the wise men. And they come into play in chapter 2 of Matthew. I love giving attention to the birth of Jesus Christ. The world, by and large, tries to keep Him out most of the year, but they can't do it when there's Christmas time. And I know they try to drown Him out with Santa Claus and with reindeer and with gifts and presents and everything else, but you can't. You can't get Christ out of Christmas. So they try to make it commercialized, but it's still about the birth of Jesus. He deserves the praise. He deserves the adoration. He deserves the attention. He deserves all that we give to Him. He is worthy. And as I mentioned, the shepherds we talked about on Friday, we can talk about Mary, and we may get to her yet before Christmas time. I'm sure we will. But today, let's look at Joseph, and let's look at the wise men. Here's Joseph of the lineage of David. And Jesus could be king because of the genealogy. That's why Matthew lists the genealogy, because Matthew is written to show Christ as king of the Jews. And so he taught Christ, Joseph did, about wooden nails. He taught him to be a carpenter. And I say, you say he was a wise man. Yes, I think he was wise for two reasons. Number one, he thought before he acted. Notice in Matthew 1, and verse 19, Matthew 1 and verse 19, the Bible says, "And Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily or privately. But while he thought on these things," he didn't act rashly. He took time to think about it. Now he's engaged to Mary, and she has to come and break the news to him that she is expecting. Now, she's supposed to be a virgin. She was taught to be pure. And now they're just engaged. That's what this espousement means. They're like an equivalent to our engagement. They're promised each other, and they both remain pure. And now she says she's expecting a child. He knows it's not his. And so the first reaction was, I need to put her away privately. Now, he could have given her properly, according to the Old Testament, a bill of divorcement, and been two witnesses, and they'd hush the matter up and keep it between themselves. Because love covers a multitude of sins. He could have made a public display of her, but he loved her too much to do that. But that was his first impulse, was to put her away privately, was to do this little private ceremony and put her away and never hear from her again. That's his first impulse. That's his first reaction. But here's where he's wise. He thought on these things. And while he took time to think about it, the angel appears to him and said, Joseph, Mary's carrying the Christ child. That which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. What? I wonder what the story would be like if Joseph hadn't taken time to think. If Joseph hadn't taken time to ponder it. See, the flesh always wants to react, but the spirit will think. The flesh is impulsive, but the spirit ponders. The flesh is emotional, but the spirit is patient. See, the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these two are contrary one to the other. So take time to think. You know, God gives direction to those who take time to think on these things. While he thought, the Lord showed him what to do. Because he waited, he thought, he pondered, God revealed his plan. You know, when Nebuchadnezzar was troubled about his dream and wanted an interpretation, and he told his astrologers and got all his wise men, said, you either give me the interpretation or I put you to death. He came to Daniel. Remember what Daniel did? Daniel asked for 3 days to think and to pray and to really wait on God. And listen, if you don't have time to think, you don't have time to pray, then it's not time to act. When that salesman says, this is it right now, or you don't get the deal, then I don't get the deal. I've got to pray about this. I've got to ask the Lord if he wants me to have it or not. He was wise because he thought before he acted. Secondly, he was wise because he obeyed the word of the Lord. He obeyed the word of the Lord. The Bible says in verse number 24, Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. He did just as the angel had bidden him. Now that's not what he originally planned to do, but he obeyed. He didn't understand it all, but he obeyed. The faith of Joseph, once he knew what God wanted, he did exactly what God said to do. And he did that every single time. In chapter 2, in verse number 13, the Bible says, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be there till I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. When he arose, he took the young child and did, and his mother, by night, departed into Egypt. He did just what he was told to do. Later on, verse 19, but when Herod was dead, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they're dead which sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. Verse 22, but when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod, he's afraid to go thither. Notwithstanding, being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, which might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. Every time the Lord tells you to do something, you do it. You'll never get in trouble saying yes to the Lord. So say yes to him. He's a wise man. Wise man. You're only going to get in trouble when you say no to the Lord. Now, tradition says Joseph died around 111 years old. Jesus would have been around 18 to 20 years of age. And that's why at the cross he asked John to take care of his mother, Mary. Because he would have been gone. Joseph would have been dead. He was a wise man because he thought before he acted and he obeyed the word of the Lord. Now, let me briefly, just in closing here, tell you about the wise men. We won't read it there in chapter 2, but there's 3 reasons I believe they were wise men. Number 1, they were seeking Christ. They came from afar, probably Babylon, probably under the influence of Daniel, and so they knew some Bible prophecies, but they knew Christ was born, and they sought to know who he was. Yes, it's Christmas. Yes, it's Jesus in the manger. But will you stop and think, why was he born? Who is he? What is his name? His name is Jesus. What does that mean? He shall save his people from their sins. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. It's not just a babe in the manger. It's a Savior to save you from your sins. That's why He came. He came to die for us. He came to be the payment for our sin on the cross. Have you sought the One who can forgive your sins? Do you know who He is? Have you received Him as your Savior? They were seeking Christ. Secondly, they gave to Him. They worshiped Him. I want you to take careful note. Nobody worshiped Mary. They only worshiped Christ. And they opened their treasures. Can I say that you won't come to Jesus without desiring to give to Him? He came to give His life. They came to give Him gifts. You know, love always makes giving easy. Millions, millions, I dare say billions, are spent to buy gifts here at Christmas. Why? We're trying to show people we care. You're trying to show someone you love them. And when you love Jesus, it's easy to give to Him. You want to give to Him. Let me ask you a question. Of all your lists that you've given and all the gifts you've written down that you're going to give this Christmas, what have you given to Jesus this Christmas? Where is He on your list? And what do you plan to give to Him? Number one, they were seeking Christ. They were wise men. Number two, they were gave to Him. And number three, they went home a different way. The angel appears to them and warns them, don't go back the way you came. Herod doesn't want to worship the Christ child. He wants to kill Him. And can I say this? I think we learned something from this. You cannot come to Christ and leave the same way. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And verse 18 says, and all things are of God. When the woman at the well came to Jesus and met Jesus, and though she was living with a man she wasn't married to, and she had five previous husbands, the Bible says she left that water pot and went back to the town and said, come, see a man which told me all things ever I did. Is not this the Christ? She left different than when she came. The maniac of Gadara, who would be naked and screaming and running about the tombs and cutting himself, unable to be controlled by any man. Oh, but when he met Jesus and he received Christ as his Savior, he was different. The people came out and he was sitting and he was clothed and he was in his right mind. Oh, Zacchaeus, the publican, the tax collector, who would often take more than what he ought, and they were very wealthy on defrauding other people. Zacchaeus got saved. And when he did, he said, the half my goods I give to the poor. And if I've taken anything falsely, I'm going to restore it fourfold. He's different now. What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. And my friend, He still changes lives today. Have you come to Jesus? Has that wonderful change taken place in your life? Come to Him. It's the wisest thing you'll ever do. And I'll warn you now, you'll never be the same. You say, well, I prayed a prayer years ago and I don't see any change. Then my friend, you maybe prayed a prayer, but you never believed in your heart. The Bible says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. My friend, a change takes place when Jesus comes in. A wise man, because he thought before he acted, and he obeyed God's word. Wise men, because they sought Jesus, they gave to Jesus, and they went home a different way. Are you a wise man? Are you wise men? I hope we all will be this Christmas season. All right. Well, listen, have a wonderful Monday, everybody. Appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And I'll look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow, where we'll focus again on the birth of Christ. All right. Until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.